今日所读嘅经文系记载喺新约马太福音九章三十五节至到十章八节。会众聆听上帝嘅话语，马太福音九章三十五节。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对他们说，要收的庄稼多，作工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。十章一节，耶稣叫你十二个门徒来，给他们权柄，能赶逐污鬼，并医治各样的病症。这十二使徒的名，头一个叫西门，又称彼得，还有他的兄弟安德烈、西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰、腓力和巴罗多买、多马和叙利马太、阿勒腓的儿子雅各和达泰、粉锐党的西门，还有卖耶稣的加勒人犹大。耶稣差这十二个人去，吩咐他们说，外邦人的路你们不要走，撒玛利亚人的城你们不要进，宁可往以色列家迷失的羊那里去，随走随传，说天国近了。医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。现在读本周箴言。本周箴言是记载在马太福音28章18至20节，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。耶福音28章18至20节，耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，他求奉他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。马太福音二十八章十八至二十节，耶稣说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民作我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
That's the end of my Chinese. It is a great honor to be worshiping with you this morning.
很荣幸今天跟大家一起来赞美神。
We were blessed to call this city our home 35 years ago.
那三十五年以前呢，我们就称这个 Honolulu 是我们的家乡。
We spent 2 years with Pastor Don and Yame Barron with the Bible Institute of Hawaii.
我在那个时候花了两年时间跟博大人牧师师母在那个 Bible Institute 一起工作。
And we had a wonderful experience.
我们有很好的经历在一起。
We are mission partners also because my ministry is one of the endorsed ministries of the North American Lutheran Church.
我们也是这个福音事工上的这个一个合作伙伴，因为我也是这个北美信义会的一个差传的一个宣教士。
And you perhaps will remember a few years ago when two of the young men from your congregation.
那可能你还记得，大家还记得，在几年前有两个年轻人从我们的堂会出去。
Joseph and Samuel were in Hong Kong with me and my wife and our ministry.In 2017,
就李斌和贺华他们的儿子，一个叫 Joseph， 一个叫 Samuel， 他们跟他和他的太太去了香港做短宣。
And I want to say they are two great young men and were such a blessing as a part of our team.
他们是非常不错的年轻人，对我们的这个团队来说也是一个祝福。
This summer I'll be going to Vietnam, and we hope someone will consider joining us there as well.
这个夏天呢，我们会去越南做短宣，也希望在座可能有一些可以加入我们。
We read the scripture this morning from Matthew chapter 9 and chapter 10.
我们刚才读了这个经文，是从马太福音九章到十章的经文。
But I simply want to share 5 lessons from Jesus about taking the gospel to the nations.
那我今天就想跟大家分享从约书。来学习的五点，关于怎么向万国万民来传福音。
I love the songs that we sang this morning.
我很喜欢今天上午我们刚才唱的这些赞美诗。
And we already read together from Matthew 28.
我们也读了这个马太福音二十八章的经文。
Jesus' command to the church is to go and make disciples of every tongue, tribe, people, and language.
耶稣他差遣所有人要去万国。万民要使万国万民传福音要
We are in the midst, at least on the mainland, perhaps not here, in the midst of a great commission crisis.
那我们其实现在所面对的呢，其实是一个大使命的一个危机。
And again, maybe that's not true here, but it's definitely true among Christians on the mainland.
我不知道在这个小岛上是不是这样，但是至少在美国大陆确实有这样的问题。
You know, my wife and I have 7 children.
我跟我太太有七个小孩。
And we're soon to have our 18th grandchild.
我们很快就会有我们第十八个孙子。
I don't feel old enough to be doing either of those things, but there you go.
我其实还没有准备好，但是已经来了。
One of the things we learned very early as young parents.
作为年轻的父母，我们很早就学到一个功课。
Was the difference between A request and a command.
就是一个是命令和要求之间的一个区别。
If we said, does anyone want to take the garbage out or feed the dog?
如果我们说有没有人想去扔垃圾或者说喂狗的话。
There's usually not a volunteer.
通常是在我们家没有是志愿者出来的。
When Jesus said to his church, go and make disciples of all the nations.
当耶稣对他的教会说你们要出去是万国万民来受洗。
That was a command.
那个是一个大使
命。Not a suggestion.
是一个命令不是一个请求。
Sometimes as we watch our children, parent our grandchildren,
有些时候我们看到我们的孩子或者说看到我们的孙子的那一辈。
We are perhaps old school, we might say.
那我们可能有一点老套我们的这个说法。
Sometimes it's okay to simply say, mom and dad said so.
有时候我们可能只是简单跟他们说爸爸妈妈是这样告诉你们的。
So the Great Commission is important simply because Jesus said so to his church.
所以同样的大使命对这个教会很重要单单就是因为是主耶稣对他的教会所讲的。
There was a survey done last year.
去年有一个调查。
And it may come up on your screen.
我们可以看一看那个 PowerPoint 上。
There it is.
就是这张。
More than 1,000 people who are regular attenders of church.
在一千个平常都去教会的人当中。
Across various denominational lines.
不同的这个宗派的教会。
We're asked the question, have you ever heard of the Great Commission?
那个调查问了一个问题，你有没有听说过大使命？
51% or more than half.
有51%或者说超过半数的人
said, "No, I've never heard of that before."
说我从来没有听到过大使命。
Another 25% said, "I think I've heard of it, but I have no idea what it means."
还有25%的人，他们回答说我听说过大使命，但是我不太清楚到底什么意思。
Only 17%. That's less than 1 out of 5.
只有17%的人，那就是五个人里面有一个人。
Said yes, I've heard the Great Commission.
他们说我听说过大使命。
And that's Jesus' command to take the gospel to all the nations.
那就是耶稣给教会的一个大使命，要让教会把福音传到各国。
We see this even in our Lutheran family in the mainland.
在我们的信义会，在美国本土的信义会教会也有这样的现象。
Sometimes God's call to the nations is something we sing about, something we sing about in hymns.
Sometimes 有些时候是我们其实在赞美诗的时候，我们会这样唱到。
Sometimes something we talk about.
我们也会平常在谈论起这样的大事。
It's sometimes something we read about.
有时候我们也会读到相关的内容。
But it's not always something we actually.
但不是我们真的是切身去做的一些事情。
So, from the text today, I want to draw 5 simple lessons from Jesus.
所以今天讲到，我想讲这个5点，有关耶稣怎么样帮助我们去向万国传福音。
First, in Matthew 9, it simply says that Jesus went through all the villages and cities.
首先呢，是在第九章的时候，我们看到。这个经文说耶稣走遍了各城各乡。
He was healing the sick and preaching the gospel.
他救助那些有病的，也同时在宣讲福音。
But I want to underscore those first 2 words.
但我想特别强调那头2个字。
Jesus went.
耶稣走出去。
We're called to go with the gospel.
我们是被呼召要去传福音。
I love the song we sang this morning, Step Out.
我很喜欢今天上午我们唱的一首赞美诗叫走出去。
I'd never heard the words before, perhaps it's Chinese translated into English, probably.
我从来没有听过没有看过这样的歌词可能是从我们的中文翻译成英文的。
But that song is the main message of my sermon this morning.
但那首歌的歌呢就是我今天讲到的其实主要的信息。
We're to step out, we're to go.
我们需要走出去。
There was a great evangelist several generations ago.
我们在几代人以前有一个很了不起的一个传福音的这个宣教士。
His name was Billy Sunday.
他叫比利桑德。
He was a professional baseball player who lived a wild life.
他是一个这个叫什么 baseball？
Baseball.
棒球，专业的棒球。
Yeah, I'm sorry. I told a story that's not in my notes.
Yeah. 他是一个棒球手，他的生活也很怎么说，很没有归没有拘束。
Yeah. And when he became a believer.
后来呢，他就变成了一个基督徒。
He was an evangelist, and he would go and preach to large crowds.
那他也是很喜欢传福音，向很多人传福音。
And once there was someone who commented to him that they did not like the evangelistic meetings that he held.
那有一天就有人来到他面前，就跟他说，他们不太喜欢这个 Billy 的人，他做的一些福音的一些会议。
They thought it was too emotional and too direct.
说他在这个宣道的时候是太直接，太有这种感情在里面。
And his reply was simply this.
他的回答是这样的。
He said, I like my way of doing it more than your way of not doing it.
那我喜欢我的方式，因为我的方式至少是在做，你们的方式什么都没有做。
Jesus did command us to not just talk about it, but actually to go.
耶稣命令我们不是只是说我们只是谈谈而已，而是真是让我们要出去传福音。
Second, it says that crowds gathered when Jesus went out.
第二点呢，我们看到当耶稣出去的时候呢，这些民众就聚集在一起。
Jesus had a miraculous ministry.
那耶稣是有一个很神奇的事工。
He healed the sick.
他治疗了这些有病的人。
He caused the blind to see.
他让这个瞎子看见。
God still works in miraculous ways in our day.
今天其实主也用神迹奇事在我们的事工当中。
But there are other ways that God works to draw a crowd that can gather to hear the gospel.
但是上帝也用其他的方法来让这些会众聚集在一起，所以他们可以听到福音。
Many of us may know that God is full of surprises for our life.
那我们很多人可能都有经历上帝常常给我们很多的惊，在我们生活当中有很多的惊喜或者说惊讶的地方。
Isn't that true?
你们觉得是这样的体验吗？
I know that. Before we got to know Pastor Don and were called to join BIH, I would never have dreamed we would live and work and minister in this beautiful place.
那在我认识伯牧师以前呢，我从来没有梦想过我们会跟他同工，而且会住在这么美丽的一个地方。
Well, I got my Medicare card last year. Medicare means I'm 65.
Okay. Oh. 他已经拿到他的这个医疗。
These young guys don't know about that.
他已经65岁了，好多的年轻人还不太知道。
So I'm not getting any younger, but God is still full of surprises.
那我不会变得更年轻，但是上帝还是有很多神迹奇事在我生命当中。
2 years ago, one of the churches that I work with.
两年前，我跟有一个我合作的教会。
Said to me.The next time you are in Arizona,
那下一次等你再来亚利桑那的时候
we want you to meet with the director of a ministry in Vietnam.
我们希望你可以见一个就是我们在越南施工的一个总监。
It was started by Lutheran nurses.
是靠信义会的一些护士开始的一个施工在那边。
In the mid-90s,
在90年代中期。
He said now the founders are 80 years old.
现在呢，那个创始人已经是80岁了。
They said we don't know any other missionaries other than you.
那我们除了你以外，不知道其他的宣教士。
Maybe you can sit with them and with us and give us some ideas about what to do in the future.
可能你可以跟他跟我们一起坐下来谈一谈，看将来未来你可以跟我们有哪些贡献。
Well, that conversation ended up.Taking a different shape than I expected.
所以那个谈话呢，其实最后的结果是跟我预想的很不一样。
They said perhaps you could become the director of Vital Links.
最后开完会之后呢，他们就说，可能你可以来做这个一个叫 Vital Link 的一个它的总结。
Which was the name of the organization.
这个 Vital Link 就是可能说重要的链接，那这个是当时那个机构的名字。
Perhaps your ministry and ours could merge.
那可能是你的施工跟我们的施工可以在一起。
I said I'm not a nurse or a doctor. I'm a pastor.
他说但是我不是护士，也不是医生，我只是一个牧师而已。
They said, "Well, we think we need you anyway."
他们说我们还是需要你。
And so the last 2 years, in addition to my work in the U.S.
所以在过去两年，除了我在美国的工作以外
，been working in Southeast Asia, and particularly in Vietnam and Cambodia.
我也在东南亚，特别是越南和柬埔寨做一些施工。
And among the things we do there.
在我们做的各种各样的事情施工当中
，I'll describe it more in the hour afterward with pictures in more detail.
待会儿完了以后，我们会有一个专门分享，我会给大家更多的细节。
But part of what we do continues in this tradition of gathering a crowd to touch their lives and preach the gospel.
但是我们做的施工的一部分呢，还是其实像耶稣当年把人聚集起来，然后给他们传福音。
We work in partnership with Vietnamese churches.
我们跟越南当地的这个教会一起合作。
In poor rural areas.
在一些非常贫穷很偏远的地方。
And we have a medical team that lives in Vietnam and is Vietnamese.
我们有越南在越南有一个医疗小组在那边。
And in partnership with the church, they bring medical care and checkups and vaccinations.
那他们我们有很多的这种医疗的医疗队在那边，我们给他们一些医疗的一些服务给当地人。
In the summer, when our U.S. team comes, we join with them for several weeks, but this work continues throughout the year.
那夏天呢，从美国有一些我们的医疗队也过去跟他们一起合作，但是整个施工其实全年都在开展在那边。
I spoke with.One of the Vietnamese pastors in my first trip there 2 years ago.
两年前，在我第一次去越南的时候，我跟当地的一个越南的牧师聊过一下。
Said the outreach that we do with your ministry is our most fruitful one every year.
他说我跟你们在一起做的这个拓展活动是每年我们做的最成功的活动之一。
In the poor rural areas where there are not doctors and medication.
在那些贫穷的地方其实也没有医生，也没有这种医疗的这些药物。
People will often come from many miles around.
那常常这些人是从很远好多英里以外的人来到我面前。
Because they've heard a doctor is there.
因为他们知道有医生在那个地方。
And a medical team is there.
也有医疗队在那个地方。
When we're there, we also distribute reading glasses.
在我们在那个地方的时候，我们也给一些老花镜。
It's like,You know, glasses we need as we get older to help us to read or to see things up close.
就是我们有点年纪的时候需要戴的那种眼镜，就帮助我们阅读。
We carry hundreds of pairs of those.
我们经常带几百副这样的老花眼镜去到那边。
And when people hear that those are in the location,
当地的这些居民听说有这些东西的时候
，they keep coming.
他们就不断的来到我们当中。
And the church leadership.
那教会的这些领袖呢
？We'll take every name and address of every single person that comes.
会记录下每一个前来的人的姓名和地址。
And they not only bless them in that moment by praying with them.
他们不但是在那个时候为他们祷告祝福他们
，or giving them a pair of glasses，
或者给他们一副眼镜
，or giving them medication，
或给他们药，如果他们需要的话。
But they also build a relationship so that they can share the gospel with them.Days and weeks ahead.
他们同时也跟他们一起建立关系，在未来的几个星期，可能是数月，可以跟他们分享福音。
I'll say more about it later, but it continues in this tradition of gathering people.
我待会儿也会讲更多的细节，但是这个传统从耶稣那个年代就说，把许多人聚集在一起。
And just as Jesus did, touching lives one by one in His name.
就像耶稣当年一样，人聚集在一起，然后像耶稣满足每一个人需要，我们也是这样做。
Third is, as Jesus gathered the crowds.
第三点是，耶稣他聚集这些会，这些百姓。
It says that he had compassion for them
经文说他有怜悯对他们。
Because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们像是没有牧人的羊一样。
That's the amazing thing about God's love in Jesus Christ.
这个是从我们主耶稣我们看到上帝奇妙的爱。
Yes, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
因为圣经说上帝爱世人，他把他的独生子给了这个世界。
But God loves each and every one of us.
但是上帝爱每一个人。
God's compassion, God's love, wells up in our heart by the Holy Spirit.
耶稣的怜悯，耶稣的慈爱，就让我们心里面。
The Bible says that God's love and compassion are always the motivator that propels us forward into ministry.
圣经说，上帝的怜悯和他的慈爱，总是那个在我们里面推动我们，去做更多的事工。
When we sing, as we did this morning, that we must step out into whatever God has called us to.
就像我们今天唱赞美诗唱到了，我们要出去，要做上帝要让我们做的事情。
Hopefully, the motivator for that is that you know God loves you.
希望这个动力呢是上帝爱你。
Jesus died for you.
耶稣为你而死。
And being in His will, doing whatever He asks.
按照他的旨意做他要我们做的。
Is the best place to be.
是我们最好的一个选择。
I know in 1983.
在一九八三年的时候。
When Pastor Don and I were sitting in Minneapolis talking about.The possibility of coming on staff with him with BIH.
在我跟伯牧师在明尼苏达在谈论我们要来这个地方，参加这个圣经协会的时候。
I was the 19th person that he spoke with.
我是第十九个人，他接触到的。
And he was interested in some of the others.
他对其他其实有些候选人也是很有兴趣。
But none of the others.Were willing to say yes.
但是其他没有一个人说他们愿意。
Now, I understand that saying yes to come to live in this beautiful place and do ministry doesn't sound that difficult a decision to make, right?
那我知道，其实对好多人来说，要决定来这么好的一个地方，来做事工，其实并不是一个很难的一个决定。
But there were still other complications like fundraising and moving our family.
但我知道其实也有其他的难处，比如说他们要筹款，或者说要把整个家搬过来，也是有挑战。
Four years ago, I left my former ministry to go full time in this work with ALWM.
四年前呢，我离开了我之前的事工，那全时间来做面前这个事工。
We felt God was calling us because of this Great Commission crisis.
我认为，上帝呼召了我们，因为我们现在就是因为现在我们面临的大使命的这个危机。
In our Lutheran family, we used to send many missionaries.
在我们的这个信义会的这个教会呢，我们曾经其实是差派过很多的宣教士。
And that has been declining the last couple of generations.
在过去几代人呢，这个其实数字都一直在减。
So when God called us to go full time with this work,
所以当上帝呼召我们要全时间来做这样的事工的时候
，A pastor friend of mine said to me, "So, how do you plan on eating?"
我有一个牧师朋友就问我你怎么来解决你吃饭的问题
？I said, "Well, I'm not sure, but I'm trusting that God will provide."
我说我也不确定，但是我相信上帝会预备。
Now, I'm an Uber and a Lyft driver when I'm at home also to make extra income.
那我在我家的时候我也开这个 Uber 和 Lyft, 开出租其实可以挣一些钱。
So I have a part-time job, but God provides for us.
所以那个是我的兼职的工作，但是上帝确实就供应我。
And my point is simply to say that when God calls us to step out,No matter what we leave behind, being in God's will is always the best place to be.
那我想讲的一点其实就很简单，当上帝呼召我们出去的时候我们所放下的那些都不重要，上帝一定会预备我们所需的。
Whether that's even this summer to say, could I go to Vietnam for 2 weeks?
即便是说这个夏天我可以去越南待上两个星期吗
？Or if God is calling us to something more than that.
或者说上帝可能也有其他的呼召要我们做其他的事情。
Number four.
第四点。
It simply says that the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few.
经文说要收的庄稼多，但做工的人少。
Jesus reminded his disciples of that that day.
耶稣在当天就这样提醒他的门徒。
That's still true.
到今天其实还是一样。
You probably know that of the more than 7.5 billion people in the world,
你可能知道在全世界现在有超过75亿的人。
There are perhaps slightly more than 2 billion Christians,
可能有超过20亿的基督徒。
And of that number, probably 40% of that number are simply culturally Christian who wouldn't count themselves as living disciples of Christ.
那他们当中的40%的这个基督徒呢，其实就是我们平常说的文化基督徒。
More than 3 billion people
有超过30亿的人
have virtually no access to the gospel or to the church.
从来没有接触到福音，也没有接触到教会。
Both in Vietnam and Cambodia, where we are currently actively working,
在越南和柬埔寨我们所面对的这些人就这样。
Less than 2% of the population are evangelical Christians.
他们在只有2%的这个人是这个福音派的基督徒。
And there are large numbers of unreached peoples in both countries who have not yet heard the gospel.
在这两个国家都有相当多的人从来没有听说过福音。
We're blessed to work with one tribe who less than 30 years ago there were no Christians at all.
那我觉得我们很蒙福，我们在30年前我们跟一个当地的部族工作，在30年前他们根本就没有听说过福音。
And now, 28 years later, there are more than 70% of this group of people are believers.
现在是28年以后，他们是有 how many percentage?
70%.
有70%的人都已经听过福音，
Amazing、
而且是成了弟兄姐妹。所以我觉得上帝在他们当中所做的是真是很神奇。
And Jesus' first charge to his church in this passage is to pray that more workers go out.
那耶稣在这段经文里面，第一给这些他的教会说的，就是说你们要祷告，让更多人可以出去收庄稼。
And that's the heart of our main ministry with ALWM.
那也是我们 ALWM 这个机构的事工的核心。
Is to help churches to establish a mission sending culture that will permeate the congregation.
就是帮助各地的教会，其实酝酿一种，就是我们差派宣教士出去这样一种文化。
And I have 2 minutes to wrap up the last point, number five.
还有两点，两分钟，我讲最后一点。
I had us read into chapter 10.
我让大家读到这个第十章。
As Jesus called his disciples and gave them authority over for healing and for his power.
耶稣把他的门徒都叫来，给他们权柄给他们可以去医治各样的疾病。
Simply to say that Jesus sent out his disciples.
简单说呢，就是说耶稣把他的门徒差遣出去。
He didn't just go himself.
他没有自己就去了。
Or talk about going.
或者只是在那儿说说而已。
But he took the disciples that he had and he sent them out.
而是他召集他的门徒，并且把他们差派出去。
I love that each disciple is named here.
我很喜欢这个圣经把每一个门徒的名字都列在这个地方。
God uses real people to do His work.
上帝用实实在在的人去成就他的事工。
God's command is to send and to go.
上帝的命令就是去差遣，而且要出去。
We close with a short story.
我要用一个简短的故事来结束。
One of the early missionaries to China was a woman named Gladys Aylward.
在早期去中国的一个宣教士叫Alice Glantward.
She desperately wanted to go as a missionary to China. She was born and raised in Great Britain.
她是一个英国的一个女的传教士，她一直都非常希望去中国宣教。
When she was a young girl, she dreamed of going there.
当她是一个还是一个很年轻的少女的时候，她就梦想要去中国传福音。
And then she served an apprenticeship with Hudson Taylor and his ministry.
那他是在这个戴德森的施工当中做一个学徒。
And when she was done with her apprenticeship, they said, "No, we don't think you're cut out to be a missionary," and they chose not to send her.
当他完成这个学徒之后呢，但是他被告知，就我们觉得你还是不合适去中国。
She didn't give up on her dream.
但他从来没有放弃他的梦想。
She found another way to go, and I wasn't time to tell all the detail.
他找到了另外的方法去中国，但我今天没有时间告诉大家细节。
She did go to China, and God used her in powerful ways.
但他最终还是到了中国，而且上帝大大在那边使用他。
Individual lives.
他帮助了很多人改变。
But she once, much later in her life, said this.
在他比较晚年的时候，他这样讲。
He said, "I don't know whom God was calling to go to China."
我不知道上帝召了哪些人去中国。
He said it was probably a man.
有可能是一个男人。
Maybe a very well-educated man.
有可能是一个非常受过良好教育的一个男的宣教士。
He said, "I don't know what happened to him."
我不知道这个什么他出了什么问题。
Maybe he got sick.
Maybe 可能是他生了病。
He said, "All I know is that God looked down."
但我知道是上帝从天上看下来。
And he saw Gladys.
他看到了我。
And he said, "She's willing."
他说这个女孩愿意去。
God uses real people who are willing to say yes to His call.
上帝用真真实实的人，那些真是愿意说我愿意去的人，来成就他的事工。
Can we pray together?
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your command.
天父，我们感谢你的大使命。
Through your Son.
借着你的主耶稣的使命。
To take the gospel to every tongue and tribe and people and language.
把福音传到万国万民万族。
Father, we look at our own lives and at times wonder what we may have to give.
天父，我们也看我们自己的人生，我们在想我们可以给一些什么呢？
But we rejoice in your love and compassion for each of us.
我们感谢你给我们每一个人的怜悯，给我们的爱。
And that you give us gifts, and most of all, give us a willingness, Father, to go in your name.
在你给我们各样的恩赐的时候，我们求主你给我们一个愿意的心，愿意出去。
Whether it's here in our community or across the world.
不管是在当地传福音，或者在其他各地。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.